The Eddie B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
Sanhedrin, this Masechet has been sponsored anonymously. Nirfu'ah Shinema Dina Bat Sara. Enna Rifanada, Enna Rifanada, Enna Rifanada, Rifuata Nefesh, Rifuata Guf, Rifuata. Romana Bovechin Yirason, Renomar, Amen.
Amen. Today's daf is being studied. The known Shmat Avraham Ben Esther, who Hashem Tinehalu Began Eden, Amen. Today's daf is being studied. The known Shmat Rafael Shlomo Ben Rivka, who Hashem Tinehalu Began Eden, Amen. Today's daf is being studied for Asher Lema Dina Batzara. Inna Rafael Allah Rafat the Nefesh Rafat the Guf Rafat the Kribo Labo Vechin Yirason Renomar, Amen. Begin today's daf on Kuf Gimel Amud Bet, and we are 10 lines from the bottom. Gemara continues. Amar le Rabba le Rabba Bar Mori mipene malo manu et Yehoyakim. How come our Mishnah did not list amongst the kings that do not have chelek la'olam haba? Why didn't it mention the king Yehoyakim? It's also Rasha. Mishum dechtiv ben. It says why Yehoyakim ve'yeter devrei Yehoyakim ve'to'avotav asher asah v'nimsah alav. It says in the Devarim all the abominations that Yehoyakim did. So the Chavarai should be listed. Gemara says, "My vanim sa'ala." What does it mean? And the things that were found by him. Rabbi Yohanan, Rabbi Elazar, had Amar shehakak shem avodat kuchavim al amato. He engraved the name of the avodah zara on his amma. Some say it's on his body, and some say it's on his private part. The had Amar shehakak shem shamayim al amato. Some say we went further to mizalzel with the name of God. He engraved the name of God on his amma, on the eved. Amar le, so why didn't he list them? Bimlachim lo shamati. The truth is, I didn't hear about the melachim. I didn't hear when it comes to the melachim why they didn't put Yehoyakim. Beyotot shamati. But I heard a chiddush when it came to the commoners that it says in the Mishnah that they don't go to Olam Haba. Mepneima lo manu et micha. How come they didn't list micha amongst those that are not going to Olam Haba? After all, he was choteh umahati et ta'am. He had his own pesel micha. He had his own avodah zara. Why don't they list them? It says, "Mepenei shepitom mitzuya leovre derachim shneimar kol aover veshav el halvim," which means his bread used to be very frequent to the guests or to the ovre derachim, to the wayfarers. He was very hospitable. So even though micha was a bigger rasha, was chotel ma'ati etam and his avodah zara, but his hospitality saved him. As she says, "Pitom mitzuya leovre derachim," is in the second column, right in the middle. Shayu kol ha'olam mitarchim etzlo. The whole world would go stay by him, get food by him. Kedichtiv kol ha'over v'shav el alvim ze micha. So Gemara now talks about micha. It says in the pasuk in Zechariah, ve'avar bayam tzara, v'ika bayam galim. Amar b'yohanan ze peslo shel micha. Something to the effect when the Jewish people crossed the Yamsuf, with them came the tzara. Ve'avar bayam tzara. What is that talking? Let's look at Rashi. Zeh peslo shel micha. Kishikatav Moshe et Hashem, when Moshe Rabbeinu wrote a certain shem, v'shlicho al nilos, and he threw it on the Nile River, le'alot arono shel Yosef. Right, he wrote Aleh Shor, and then he wrote a certain shem, in order to lift the coffin of Yosef that was buried in the Nile. Ba'micha v'natlo be'ahbe. Micha took the shem. He took it with him. והיינו דכתיב ועבר בים צרה כשיעביר הקדוש ברוך הוא ישראל עבר מחמם שבידו השם לעשות העגל. And eventually he took that shem and he was the one that threw it into the fire in order to make the golden calf. לשנה אחרינה מיכה עשה פסל. Worse, well not worse than something else, he made a פסל מיכה לעשות והביאו עמוק כשעברו ישראל לים. He took a pesel with him in his pocket when they were crossing Yamsuf. So already Mika has a history from Yisiyat Mitzrayim. Tanya, Rabbi Natan Omer. Rabbi Natan says, Megarev l'shilo shlosha milim. Mika lived in a place called Megarev. That's the place where he had his pesel. So from Megarev, from where Mika was to Shiloh, that's where the Mishkan was, shlosha milim. It's only three milim, very close. V'haya ashan ha'ma'arakha v'ashan pesel Mika. The smoke of the pesel micha and the smoke of the mishkan were mixing. The smokes got mixed together. That's how close it was. So the Malachim, they wanted to push Micha. They wanted to kill him. What kind of Halil Hashem is this over here? He builds a Avodah Zarah right next to the Mishkan, no less. Amalin HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hanichu Lo, Leave him alone. Shepito Mitzuya Le'ovrei Derechim. Since he gives out food to the wayfarers, as Hechnasat Orchim, God says, I have mercy on him. Ve'al Davar Zeh, and regarding this, the Pesel Micha, that the Jewish people did not rebuke him. The Jewish people got punished. Ne'enshu Anche Pilegesh B'Giv'ah. The generation of Pilegesh B'Giv'ah, they got punished for the Pesel Micha. Why? Amar lehem HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Bechbodi lo mechitem, al kevodo shel basar v'adam mechitem. The story of Pilegesh B'Giv'ah is there was a lady that was defiled in the city of Binyamin, and Klal Yisrael made a big a protest against it. How could they go and do such a thing to a Jewish girl? So, to a Jewish woman. So Borei Olam says, now you're screaming. When Micha built his Avodah Zarah next to the Mishkan, for my kavod, nobody said anything. But for the kavod of Basar Vadam, you said, there was a claim against Klal Yisrael. Why, when it came to your issues, you protest? When it came to the issues of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you didn't? There was a claim. Amar Rabbi Yohanan Mishmuna Bi Yosef Mekisma, Gedola Legima, which means the food that you give the guests, it's called legima, like a parcel or a portion of food, it's very great. Shedhika shtei mishpichot miYisrael, a parcel of food has the ability to push away two families that were very close to Bnei Yisrael, Shene'emar, like it says, by Amon and Moab, al devar asher lo kedemu etchim b'alecha b'mayim. Amon and Moab are our cousins. They were the children of Lot. How come we're not allowed to marry into them? Because they did not give us food. They did not give us even a parcel of food when we came out of Mislam, when we passed their derech. You see how what a big onish this is. What a big punishment this is. Rabbi Hanan dideh amar. Rabbi Hanan said, merachiket et hakerubim. He said a statement regarding giving out food to people. He said, merachiket et hakerubim. It distances those that are close. Umekarevet et harechokim. And it makes those that are far close. And God closes his eyes from the Rishaim. And God puts his Shekhinah even on the prophets of Avodah Zarah. And if you make a mistake regarding this, God considers it on purpose. What is it? Then we have to explain each line. So the Gemara explains. Menachekit the kerubim, Negima is able to distance those that are close. Like we said already, Amon and Moav were close to us. Why? Because they were the children of Lot, our cousins. And therefore they were close. As a result that they didn't give us food, what happened? It pushed away the ones that were cut off. Now Rashi doesn't like that explanation. Because he says, if that's the case, look at the top Rashi. Kerovim li Yisrael, Sheba'u mi Lot, ben achi Abraham, v'rechakan mehamakom shlo yavu bakan, l'shna harina, kerovim mamash, you can't say kerovim mamash. Midian mebene ketura hayu bene Abraham vekerovim hayu bene Midian liYisrael yoter meAmon uMoav. Midian was closer to us than Amon uMoav because they're from Avram Abinu. Shem bene Avram, Ela Amon uMoav shechinim vekerovim liYisrael uMidian nechokim lehem hayu, which means close. They, according to the second pshat, she is in proximity, which means the land of Amon and Moab was close to Eretz Israel, and as a result, they didn't. You can't say it's close. The second pshat is not close in family relations. Midian is even closer. So the explanation they say is it's in the land that Amon and Moab was closer to us, and as a result, they didn't give us the food when we passed by their land. So it's minahayket the kerubim. That's the second explanation in Rashi. Good? Good. Okay. ומקרבת את הרחוקים. And what? מקרבת את הרחוקים. Brings those that are far, close. Who's far? ליתרו. תאמר רבי יוחנן, בשכר קראין לו ויוכל לחם. And the zechut that Yitro gave Moshe Rabbeinu some bread when he came to visit him, when he came to Midian, zechu b'nei banav v'yashvu b'lishkat gazit. As a result, the grandchildren of Yitro, they sat in the Sanhedrin. Shne'emar u'mishpichot sofrim yoshvei ya'betz tir'atim shim'atim sukhatim hema kinim. These are the kinim הבאים מחמת אבי בית רחב. Now the sofrim that's written in this pasuk referred to the people that sat in the Sanhedrin. וכתיבתם, who are these kenim? ובני קני. That's חותן משה. יתרו is called the קני family. עלו מעיר תמרים את בני יהודה, את בר יהודה שבנגד ערב, וילך וישב את העם. So it says, who became the sofrim? The kenim. And we know the קני family was Yitro's family. So you see what giving some food did. And the zechut that he gave some food to Moshe Rabbeinu, look what happened. The zechut was so great that his grandchildren became members of the Sanhedrin. Uma'alem et einayim in reshaim mimicha. And God closes his eyes to the reshaim in the zechut of the food that went up to Micha. Micha, even though he was Oved Avodah Zarah, in such close proximity to the Mishkan, God did not allow the angels to kill Micha because of the fact that he gave food to the people. ומשרה שכינה על נביאי הבעל. And he even gives שכינה on the false prophets. מחברו של עידו הנביא. What was the story of עידו? We learned already. עידו was told by God to go give a rebuke to Yerovam. And then after he's supposed to go home, and he's not supposed to eat anything till he gets home. That was the prophecy that he had. On the way home, he sees a false prophet. And he didn't know it was a false prophet. But Rabbi Sheikha told him, I got a prophecy that said, you should come to my house and eat something. And he said, but God told me, don't eat. But God told me, that I'm also a prophet like you. He told me, you should come to my house and eat. So he went to his house and ate. After that, God came to the false prophet and said, go tell Ido, he's going to die because of this now. Because he went against the prophecy. And sure enough, Ido on the way home got eaten up by a lion. But the point is, how did the false prophecy get a real prophecy at the end? Because he gave him food. He fed Ido something, even though it was he fed it to him in contempt of the prophecy. He gave him some food, so God was Mashre Shekhina even on the Bia Baal. It says, "Dechti vayim yoshvim al shulchan, sitting on the table, vayi devar Hashem al Navi Hashem Yeshivo." God came to the false prophet and told, "Go tell Ido that he's going to die now." Shigata olah zadon. That even if you make a mistake regarding this, God considers it on purpose. Damar avi udam adav il maleh ilvau. יונתן לדוד שתי כיכרות לחם, לא נהרגה נוב עיר הכהנים, ולא נטרה דואג האדומי, ולא נהרג שאול ושלושת בניו. דוד המלך was running away from Shaul. He ran to the city of Nov, עיר הכהנים. When he got there, he needed food. So he told אחי מלך, who was the כהן, he needed something to eat, פיקוח נפש, so they gave him to eat something. Over there, דואג found out, and he looked at this as if this was rebellious to Shaul. Why would Nov feed the enemy of the king? This is the enemy of the king. So he considered them rebellious. So Doeg went and he told Shaul. Shaul and Zadok went and killed the city of Nov. Now all this happened because why? Because when Shaul, when David was running away, he was with Yonatan first. If Yonatan would have gave him some food, none of this would have happened. Nov wouldn't have been destroyed. Shaul eventually got punished because of this. He died and his three sons. And Doeg lost his chalek la'olam haba. All because why? Because he didn't give him some food for the road. If he would have had food for the road, so he wouldn't have to go to Novi Rekwanim. And none of this episode would have happened. So the Gemara claims, even though Yonatan didn't do it on purpose, he didn't have malintent, but still. That's what the Gemara says. Shiyata olazadon. Look what the trouble that came out of it. Okay. How come the Mishnah doesn't include Ahaz? All these are the kings of the Sha'im. They also shouldn't have Chalek L'Alba. Why not? He was also bad. Amar Rabbi Yirmiya bar Abba mipneh shemutal ben shnei tzaddikim. He was sandwiched between two tzaddikim. Ben Yotam. Yotam was his father. Le'Hizkiyahu, his son. So between the father and the son, so they protected him. He was right in the middle. So he had like a zechut.
Rav Yosef Amar Rav Yeshayahu Boshet Panim Meyeshayahu,
because he had embarrassment from Yeshayahu. He knew he was a Rasha Ahaz. So there's an episode with him and Yeshayahu. Yeshayahu comes to see him, and he's very embarrassed to even look at the prophet. So he said the Boshet Panim alone saved him from not going to Olam Haba. What was the story? So Shneimar Vayomer Hashem Al Yeshayahu Tzena Likrat Ahaz Ata Ushar Yeshuv Benecha. Go see Ahaz. El Ketze Ta'alat Berecha Al Yona El Mesilat Sde Choves. Go see him in the place called Sde Choves. Now, Maikoves, which means Sde Choves, in the field that they do the wash, to do the laundry. And normally you don't do the laundry in the field, you do it by the lake, by the water. So what do you mean Sde Choves? The field of the launderers. So the Gemara says, "Ikada amri dechavshinu leape vehalaf," which means don't read it koves, read it like kovesh, covered his face. When Yeshayah came, Ahaz was embarrassed to even look at the prophet. He covered his face. Kovesh said, and he was embarrassed. That's good. He had boshet panim. He knew that the Yeshayah was a tzaddik and he was a rasha. Other interpretation is, "Ikada amri uchlad dekatzle sahaf areshem vehalaf." He took the bucket that he used for the laundering, you know, with the holes in it, with the water, and he put it on his head. So when Yeshayah came, he wouldn't be able to see him. He covered his head with the launderer's basket, the launderer's bucket. So that's koves, said Sne koves. So again, you see, Tanyan what? Embarrassed, he had busha. So see how big the busha is, that he saved him from losing his olam haba. V'pnema lo manu et Amon. Another king. How come they didn't list Amon on the list? They came with Oshul Yoshiyahu, because he had a son that was a Sadiq. The son of Amon is Yoshiyahu. Come out of his son, his father got saved. Says, we should save Menashe also, because Menashe is the son of Hezkiah. If you tell me there's a father-son situation over here, so just like the son saved the father should save the son. Menashe should save. Hezkiah should save Menashe. Gemara says a rule: Bra mezake Abba, the son can mezake the father. Abba lo mezake Bera, but the father is not mezake the son. That's a rule. The father cannot save the son, but the son saves the father. Dechliv ve'en yadi masil, em yadi masil. You cannot. Nobody can get saved from me. En Avraham masil et Ishmael. The En Yitzhak Masilit Esav. Avram doesn't save Ishmael from Gehinnam. Yitzhak doesn't save Esav from Gehinnam. Hasiba lekachi shahorim mevim et haben laolam. The parents bring the children to this world. Velachen chayi haben tluim bahorim. Ve'efshar lomar shem chayim derech haben. The parents live through the child, so the child can lift the parent. The child is an extension of the parent. So therefore, when the child is in the world, the father needs help, the son can help. Like we say, if the father dies, the son says Kaddish, the son does all the zechuyot. Exactly. The father is not an extension from the son. If the father does mitzvah, it's like the kid did it. No, it's the opposite. If the son does mitzvah, then the father gets the credit. But that's not the opposite. As the child raised, the child is raised by the parents. The chinuch is from the parents. Most of the time, if the parents are reshaim, the kid's not going to be a tzaddik. The tzidkut of the kid comes from the father. So therefore the father has a zikhut in the kid. But if the father's a tzaddik, it's not goes to the kid. Doesn't go that the other way. Okay, good. Haklal she'en ha'av zochir lo kayam rak legabe skaro shel olam haba. That's when you have zechut avot, and then you have all the other type of situations. But you don't have. So David HaMelech prayed for Avshalom. prayed for Avshalom, that's a different thing. Anybody can pray for somebody. Like the rabbi can pray for a student. You can pray. Masha'enken, li'abed, the zechuyot of the son can elevate the father. And once already you learned this rule, the Gemara says, Hashta de'ati ta'achi, ahaz namid lo imnu, mishum kivodo shel Hizkiyah. Which means now we can explain why Ahaz was not listed in the Melachim that does not have Halak Olam Haba because of Hizkiyah. Because Hizkiyah, you don't have to say that the reason was because he covered his face because of Yeshayah. You can just say now because he got saved on account of his son because of Hizkiyah. So Hizkiyah saves Ahaz. Once we learned that the son could save the father, now we know why Ahaz Yishto Halak Olam Haba. Not because he had to cover his head with the basket of the launderer in front of Yeshayah. It's not because the son Hizkiyah saves him. The son saves the father. Okay, how come we didn't list Yoyakim? Mishum de bichaya b'rabbi Abuya. Tabar bichaya b'rabbi Abuya. Ketiv. We saw the story already. Al gulgalto shel Yoyakim. It was written on the skull of Yoyakim. Zot ve'od aheret. You're going to get this punishment, and you're going to get another punishment. Two punishments he got. So what else? What's the story? I mean, two punishments. What's the two punishments? We had this story already. Zekino de rabbi Pereda, the grandfather of rabbi Pereda. We found a skull that was rolling in Yerushalayim, by the gates of Jerusalem. He saw on his forehead, it says, Zot ve'oda hayret. You're going to get this punishment and another punishment. So he buried it, but it wouldn't get buried. It would keep on resurfacing above the ground. Again, he buried it. He'd keep on resurfacing. Amar gulgalto shel Yoyakimi. This must be the skeleton of Yoyakim. Dichtiv be kevurat hamor yikaver sachov vashnech. He's going to be buried like a donkey. Just like a berry doesn't get buried in the ground. Yoyakim is not going to get buried in the ground. Every time they buried him, he came out. He said, this must be Yoyakim. So what did he do? Amar malkahu velo ikashil zazudebe. He's a king. Can't bezalzel with him. I can't just mistreat him. Keracha b'shirai. So he wrapped him up in silk. Ve'otva b'sifta. And he put him like in a vase. His head in a vase. Hazeta debitu. Anyway, his wife came home and sees the skeleton in the vase. Savra hay de'iteta kamaitava. She thought that was the skeleton of the rabbi's first wife. He didn't get over his first wife yet, so he's saving her head in the vase over there. She put on the oven and she burnt it into ashes. That's the double punishment. Number one, he's not going to get buried. Number two, he's going to get burnt. Okay. So I guess that was kaparafim. That's the pshat of the Gemara. Gemara saying, why was Yoyakim not going to Olam Haba? So it says why don't they list him? He got his kapara already. You see, his kapara was they burnt his head, they didn't bury him, so that was already a tikkun for him. Tanya Amar Mishum El Azar. Bishvil Atov Be'anecha Asiti Ma'ot. Bishvil Ma'ot Nukhrim Akhlu Al Shulchano. Bishvil Shnukhrim Akhlu Al Shulchano Garam Galut Lebanav. Oh, so now we can discuss the sins of Hizkiyah Melech Yehuda. Avera Goreret Avera. One sin brings to another sin. Hizkiyah Melech Yehuda, when he was praying that he thought he was going to die, the prophet told him he was going to die, he said, V'atov be'aynecha asiti. He tells God, save me in the zechut of the good things that I did. That wasn't considered right to say. As if he's, boasting on the good things that he did, and he wants to take credit for the good things that he did. That caused him to make another avon. What was the other avon? When the prophet told him, you're going to get an extra 15 years of life, he told him, ma'ot. What's the sign? As if he was questioning it. And in the avon of saying ma'ot, he made another sin. He ended up serving Gentiles on his table. And the Gemara says, as a result of serving Gentiles on his table, he caused exile to his children. So it was a progression of Averot over there. Started off with Atov Be'anecha Asiti, and then it led to him saying Ma'ot, and then that led to Nukhrim, that he invited on his table, and then that led to Galut. The Gemara is going to explain. Anybody that invites Goyim to his house from Shemesh Alav and serves them, Goyim Galut Lebanav, he causes exile to his children. Shnei Amar, Umibanech Asher Yitzu Bemekan Asher Torid Yikach Vayu Sarisim Mechal Melech Baveh. That was the children of Hizkiyah, because he fed the Goyim. What happened? After he was saved, it was a miracle that happened to Hizkiyah, that he was thrown into the fire. And miraculously, he was saved. When the king of the Goyim heard about such a miracle, he wanted to come and see see what's going on with the Jewish king. So when he came, Hizkiyah hosted him. All the messages of the king, he hosted him and made a party. And the Gemara says he showed him all his wealth and all that stuff. So the Gemara says that was a mistake. He shouldn't have hosted the Goyim in his house because they got jealous. They saw all the kavod of Hizkiyah and ended up, they resented it and they went and they sent the Jewish people into Galut. Gemara says, "Vaysamach or vayismach."
Correct.
Gemara says, "Vayismach alehem Hizkiyahu, vayereim et bet nechoto." He showed him bet nechoto. We'll see what that means. את הכסף, את הזהב, את הבשמים, את השמן הטוב. He showed him everything. אמר רב, מה בית נחותו? What does it mean he showed him בית נחותו? אשתו השקטה עליהם. That the wife of Hizkiyah actually served the Goyim. She was still pouring the כוסות for him. נחותו is ניקוי. נחה is a צל, like a limb. The wife is called a limb because she's like from the limb of the husband. Like by Hava. ושמואל אמר, בית גנזה ורע להם. He actually showed them his treasures. But Rabbi Yohanan Amar, Zayin Ochel Zayin, he showed them the strongest metal. He had a sword made out of a very strong metal that can break any other metal. And therefore, he was showing off. He showed his osrot, his wife, his ammunition. And as a result, it says in the end that they came back and they caused an exile to Bavel. Okay, now once we're discussing the destruction, the Gemara now starts to interpret some of the Pesukim in Megillat Echa, which is written by Yirmiyah as a result of the destruction of the first Beit HaMikdash. Echa Yasheva Badad Amar Rava Amar Rabbi Yohanan Mepnema Laku Yisrael Be'echa. Why were the Jewish people punished with the word Echa? Mepnei She'avru השלושים ושש קריטות שבתורה. They transgressed the 36 karets that are written in the Torah, and the word Echa is gematria 36. אמר רבי יוחנן, ופנימה לקו באלף בית. So look at מגילת Echa, it's written in אלף בית. Echa ישבה ועדד העיר הבת יעם. שרתי בגויים, הייתה כאלמנה. בחות תבכה. בלילה גלתה יהודה מעוני דרכי סיון אבלות. It's written in the system of Aleph Bet. So it says מה לקו באלף בית? Why was it written in Aleph Bet when they got punished? מפני שעברו על התורה שנתנה באלף בית. Because they went against the Torah. The Torah is also written in Aleph Bet. So therefore that's why it's written in Aleph Bet. Yasheba badad. The Jewish people, they sat alone. אמר ואמר רבי יוחנן אמר הקדוש ברוך הוא, אני אמרתי, וישכון יוסף בטח בדד, עין יעקב, עד ארז דגם ותירוש, אף שמיו, יעפו טל. That the Jewish people are going to sit בטח בדד. They're going to be protected, they're going to be alone, בטח בדד with ברכה, in ארץ ישראל. But what happened? Once they made עבירות, עכשיו יהיה בדד מושבם. Now they're going to also be punished with בדד. That what? Everybody's going to distance themselves from the Jewish people, because the Jewish people are going to be considered low and ma'us. It's a badad l'gnai. Badad was supposed to be alone, protected, without any worry from any enemies. And that badad became l'gnai. Ha'ir rabati am. The Jewish people were rabati am. They were very, very populated. There was much children that they were having. The nation was growing. Amar Rav Amar Rabbi Yohanan, שיהיו מסיעים קטנה לגדול וגדולה לקטן. What does that mean? They would marry off a קטנה. קטנה is a minor, let's say, or younger girl, we'll call it, to a גדול, to someone that was older than her. Ugdola the katan. So to marry a girl to somebody that was older, or a boy to somebody that was older. What does that do? Kedeshu lehem benim harbe. So they have a lot of children. What's the explanation? So look at Rashi, the last Rashi in the second column. Keptana legadon. Shechvat zera shel katan eno mevushal. The shechvat zera of a katan is not ripe yet, not cooked yet. The eno mazriya maher. It doesn't mazriya right away. Keshel gadon. Now vechin rechem shel ketana, a younger girl, her womb ena koletet maher. Keshel gedola doesn't receive the zera like a gedola. Lefichach masiin gedola lekatan. They give a gedola. Gedola is already able to have children, right? She's ready. So they marry her to a katan, a younger one. Why? So when he gets a gadol, when he gets a little older, right away he'll be able to have, they'll catch him right away before he's able to start having children. They'll get him from the beginning, and he's able to bring children into the world. Right away when the zera starts, boom, he'll be able to be mazia right into the gadolah. Uchtana legadol, reverse. A katana to a gadol. Because ketana, I think, is not ready yet. So imagine to gadol that the second that she'll become a gedola, meaning a little older, boom, the zera will hit enough. She is shechvat zera kolet maher. Velo ketana lekatan, but ketana lekatan, it takes too long. She shuin leolid velo katan uchtana mamash el shomdim aprekan veruim im leolid umiyu el zera shlemu efushal kolkan. Okay, so they would marry their children off in a way where they would catch the zera from a young age. When the girl would get pregnant from a young age, doesn't mean mashi ketana. It means to their time of fertility. Ketana means before their fertility age, and gedola is after their fertility. Not minors. Minors cannot have children. You know that. Okay. Hayita ke almana. The Jewish people became like a widow. Ke almana. Amar v'lo amarav. Ke almana v'lo almana mamash. That's a good thing. It's like a lady that her husband went overseas, so she's a living widow. She's a widow that her husband is still alive, but her husband is intending to come back. So the Jewish people are the same thing. That just like an almana, her husband intends to come back, but in the interim she's bereft without a husband. So too, a kadosh baruch hu is going to come back to us. Rabati b'goyim, sarati b'medinot. We were great amongst the goyim. Sarati b'medinot. We ruled. Amar Rava, Amar Yochanan. Kol makom shehen odchin na'asin sarin adonehem. There was a prophecy said over here that wherever the Jewish people are going to be sent in the galut, they're going to become sarati b'medinot. They're going to become advisors to the kings, which is true. When the Jewish people went into exile, went to Bavel, who became the advisors to Nebuchadnezzar? Daniel v'chaverav. And wherever the Jewish people are going to go, even in the exile, they're going to find their way to the palace. Sarati, Medinot. They're going to be Sarim to the Medinot. Tanur Baran, Gemara tells a story about the Chokhmah of the Jewish people, even in the exile. Maaseh b'shnei b'nei Adam sh'nishbu b'Harei Karmel. Two Jews were taken into captivity in Harei Karmel. V'haya Shabbai me'alech aleihem. The captor was walking behind them, the one that captured them. Amado echad mehem nachavero. So one of the Jews tells his friend, "Gamal shemalicha defanenu someh beechad me'aneha." See this camel over here that's walking in front of us? It's blind in one eye. Ve'teuna shtei nodot. It has two jugs on its back. Echad shel yain ve'echad shel shemen. One is oil, one is wine. Ushne bnei adam manigim ota, and the two guys that are leading the donkey, the camel, echad yisrei ve'echad nuchri. One is a Jewish guy, one's a goy. Amal ein Shabbai. So the captor tells him, "Am kishe oref, you stubborn nation. Me'ayin atim yudaim. Where do you know all this information from? You look at the camel, you know all this hadushim." Amru lo, gamal me'asamim shelefaneha mitzad shenu'ah ochelet. Mitzad she'ena ro'ah eno ochelet. Okay, so we notice the camel, it's only eating from one side. Normally a camel, an animal, eats from both sides, each from the right, each from the left. He's only eating from the right side, let's say. Why? Because it only has one eye. If the other eye was able to see, it would turn its head to eat from the other side. So that's how we know the camel is blind.
utona shte nodot, echad shel yain v'echad shel shemen.
How do you know that it's the oil and wine, wine and oil?
Shel yain mitaftif v'shulkeya v'shel shemen mitaftif v'tzaf.
They're leaking. So we notice that the leakage on the wine, this liquid is going into the ground. And we know the leakage on the other one, it's floating on the surface. So the wine absorbs and the oil floats on top.
How
do you know that one is a Jew and one is a goy? When they both have to go to the bathroom, the goy goes right in the public, goes right on the road. The Jew is siniut, he goes on the side where nobody can see him.
So the captor couldn't believe it. And they, what a prediction. But he doesn't know if it's true or not.
Right. So now he runs after the fight to see if the guy, if the Jews know what they're talking about.
So
they were right.
He went and he kissed them on the head.
He was so impressed. He made for them a big party, a big
seudah. He was dancing in front of them. ואמר ברוך שבחר בזרעו של אברהם ונתן להם חוכמתו.
Blessed be the one that chose the חוכמה, that chose the nation of Abraham and gave them his wisdom.
ובכל מקום שהם הולכים, and wherever the Jewish people go, נעשים שרים לאדוניהם,
they become שרים, they become princes to the kings of the world.
ופטרן והלכו לבתיהם לשלום.
He was so impressed, the captor released them. He said, you can go home in peace.
Bachot tifke balayla.
Megidat Echa, second pasuk. It says what? The Jewish people cried at night. It's not crying at night. It was when they cried. Because they cried. Why balayla?
And why two bechiyot? Bachot tifke. Shtem bechiyot ala alulama. Amar Rabba Amar Rabbi Yohanan. Echad ha-Mekdash Rishon. Ba'al ha-Mekdash Sheni. Representing the two batim Mekdash were going to be destroyed. Balayla. Al iske laila, for the situation that took place at night. Shene Emar, this was by the Meragelim. Remember when the spies came back and they gave a bad report, and the Jewish people started to cry. That was the night of Tisha B'Av, so they cried. So it says, "V'tisa kol aida v'tirut kol ve'yivku ha'am b'laila hu." That the Jewish people raised their voice and they cried. And then Amar Abba Amar V'Yohanan Otu Ayom Leil Tisha B'Av Aya. That was the night of Tisha B'Av when the spies came back.
אמרים הקדוש ברוך הוא ישראל, אתם בכיתם בכייה של חנם, ואני אקבע לכם בכייה לדורות. You're crying for no reason. I told you the land is good. What are you crying for? What are you believing the spies for? You cried for no reason? I'm going to give you a reason to cry to Tisha B'Av.
Why בלילה?
Because of that night, that the original night of Tisha B'Av in the
מדבר. דבר אחר, בלילה, שכל הבוכה בלילה, קולו נשמע.
When somebody cries at night, you hear his voice crying. Because it's quiet in the night. Everybody's quiet. And it's going to say, even though Yerushalayim is going to cry at night, no one's going to have mercy.
But
even though the crying is going to be a more merciful cry, because people hear the crying at night, nobody's going to have compassion on the Jewish people.
דבר אחר, בלילה, כל הבוכה בלילה, כוכבים ומזלות בוכים עמוד. And everybody that cries at night, even the stars, even the galaxies have mercy on him.
And what? In the Menachem. It's not going to work. He's going to cry at night. They're not going to have mercy from the stars in the galaxies.
Acher. It says, Balayla, Shekol Achim Bochem Balayla, Shomer Kolo Bochem Kenegdod. Anyone that cries at night, others people, when you hear somebody crying at night, it causes the people that hear it to cry along. You want to tell us a story with this?
What's the story?
מעשה באישה אחת שכנתו של רבן גמליאל שמת בינה והייתה בוכה עליו בלילה.
There was a lady, she was the neighbor of רבן גמליאל, she lost her son, so she was crying every night.
שמע רבן גמליאל קולה ובכה כנגדה.
רבן גמליאל heard the crying of the neighbor, this lady, so he would cry also with her.
עד שנשרו לשיע עיניו.
He cried so much רבן גמליאל that his eyebrows fell off. Eyelashes fell off. And the tears.
The maharik kirubu tamidah. The students noticed what happened. This didn't happen on one night. This happened on many nights.
Votsi'uha mishkunato. They moved her. Because it was affecting the rabbi's health.
So they said, you can't live anywhere. She's crying every night. The rabbi is very sensitive. He's crying with her.
So they took her name, put her, they put her somewhere else. They relocated her. Okay. So the cry at night is a more heavy cry. It breaks the hearts of others. V'dim'ata alehaya. And the tears of the Jewish people will be on their cheeks. Amar Abba, Amar Yohanan, ki isha shibukha al ba'al ne'ureha. Wow. Like a lady that cries for her husband that she married when she was young. When he's taken away from her, so she's always crying. A young couple, the husband dies, so the lady, the first husband, when he dies, it's a big, big tzar for the wife. So her tears are always matsui. So it's going to be the same thing, with the Jewish people. When the Shekhinah was taken away from us, that's like the husband going away. So the crying is going to be very common. Shana Emad, Eli. Eli is to moan. Kivtulat hagulat sak al ba'al ne'ureha. Like a bitula that was taken away, her husband. Hayut sareha lerosh. The enemies of the Jewish people became leaders. Amar Abba, Amar Yohanan, kolam metzar li Yisrael na'asa rosh. Anybody that comes against the Jewish people, they become a world leader. What's the pshat in that? Because it's not kavod for the Shekhinah to fight a low person. So God elevates them to a high status. Now it's kavod for God to come after them. But if he's a small one, so it doesn't get him. But I mean, now you see in history cases like that, where Hitler, Yimach Shemo v'zichro, Na'asa Rosh, Mitzal Yisrael, wasn't he? Was in Austria. He came to fight the Jewish people, so boom, very quickly, he became a bigger leader. Wow. Well, now already, Borei Olam, eventually, in the right time, that was supposed to be according to the Gezerah, he brought him down. There's other explanations as well, why is that so? Kol HaMetzal Yisrael Na'asa Rosh. Continue the Gemara. Gemara has one more derasha over here. Going back to Ashur, the king of Assyria. Kilo mu'af la'asher mutzakla. The king of Ashur was planned to give trouble to the Jewish people. Lo mu'af, the Pasuk says. He never gets tired. The Rishaim, when God gives them power to destroy Klal Yisrael, they become tireless. They just do it without any. They don't let down. No mu'af. They don't become tired. They don't become lazy. Which is because the king of Ashur already exiled the Jewish people once, and it says he did it a second time, and he was destined to do it even a third time. Relentless. It says ka'et arishon. The first time hekal arza zebulun v'arza naftali. So he went and he exiled the lands of Zevulun and Naphtali. And v'acharon ichbid. And the last one, or the second one, is going to be even more severe. Or the third one, that was Sanhariv, that he exiled the majority of the people. So the first exile was Derech HaYam. That's by Naphtali and Zevulun. That was by the Yam. Eved HaYarden, that was the second exile, that's the tribes that lived in Eved HaYarden. And then the third one is Gilil HaGoyim, that's all Eretz Yisrael. That means Ashur, in three times in history, exile. And it just kept on going more and more and more and more. Amar Abba, Amar B'Hanan, Kol HaMetzik LiYisrael, Enu Ayif. Whoever is Metzik LiYisrael, Enu Ayif. Lo Alechem Kol Ovrei Derech. When Yirmiyah was coming to talk about the Churban, what's going to happen to the Jewish people, so before he said what's going to happen, he said, Lo Alechem, it shouldn't happen to you. Lo Alechem. So we learn over here a lesson. Amar Abba, Amar Yohanan, Mikan leKublana min haTorah. From here we learn that when a person is Kublana, when he's informing somebody of a tzara, of a trouble that happens, it's going to happen to his friend, you have to say, Lo Tavozot Alecha, Lo Alechem. Which means you're saying a story. Did you hear what happened to so-and-so? But Menan, he... Lo Alechem, it shouldn't happen to anybody. When you say this story, because remember, when you say it, the actual saying it itself can cause it to happen to the person. So therefore you have to preface it.
Huh? You
have to preface it by saying, it shouldn't happen to you. Bar Minan, like they say.
They make not maybe that's why he says like that.
That what?
That maybe they could make
Tacharonim, they commit. To take it away, you mean? Look at Rashi. Rashi's in the first column. Lo alechem. Navi ayam mitnoded ala churban. The Navi was talking about the churban. Ki'ilu ba alav tzara. Like something happened to him, like a personal tzara came onto him. U'mafecha la'achirim. Ve'omer lahem li'Yisrael, lo te lachem tzara kazu. Yo, you shouldn't have the tzarot that I have. Lo alechem. You shouldn't go through what I had to go through. He was talking to the tribes that Nebuchadnezzar did not exile. So he's saying, you shouldn't go. I had troubles, the Nebi was saying. You shouldn't go through what I went through. When a person is saying it's tzarot to somebody, he should always preface it and say, okay. All the wayfarers on the road, Amar of Amram, Amar Rav, Asauni ke'ovre al dat. The people of Jerusalem became ovre, like the transgressors of other places, or the transgressors of religion. Who is that? The people of Sedom. We became worse than Sedom, or like Sedom, because they transgressed their dat, the religion. God brought on Sedom what? Gofrit va'esh, fire. And what does it say about Jerusalem? Fire. So, call over the Derech. The Jewish people came like over the Derech. They became like the transgressors of the Derech of Sedom. They both got punished by fire. It says what? And the Avon of Yerushalayim became even greater than Sedom. What is the favoritism? If we did worse than Sedom, so why did Sedom get destroyed? Jerusalem didn't get destroyed. It's still around Yerushalayim, but Sedom. Why their favoritism? Why was God stricter on Sedom than on Yerushalayim? Amar Rabba Amar Amida Yetera Ita Yerushalayim Shota Bestom. There was one good thing that they had in Yerushalayim didn't have in Sedom. The Bestom Ketiv Hineze Yavod Sedom Achotech Gaon Sevat Lechem Viad Ani Vilunu Hazik. I didn't give money to the Aniim. They did not support the Aniim. Therefore, Sedom had no redeeming factor. Yerushalayim Ketiv Yedein Hashim LaHamaniyot B'Shelu Yaldehem. The hands of the merciful one of Jerusalem, they cook their own children, but they didn't have anything to eat. When they cooked their children, they shared the flesh with their neighbors. So at least they had an inyan of tzedakah, at least they had an inyan of, even though they were starving, but they shared their meat of their children with others. That was a redeeming factor. Let's just look at the Rashi, we'll conclude with this. Look at the first column.
What's the key?
Look at the first column. Second column, I mean. Third line. Midah yitra letova. De Yerushalayim ketiv yedein ashim lahamaniyot. Beshelu yaldein ayu debarot lamo. Shaita mezamenet haverta veochelet bena. She would invite her friend to eat her son. Alma lahamaniyot ayu. Hilu bezdom ketiv yad ani vebyon no ezika. They didn't support anim at all. Midah ze kepra alev shlo nepichu. And this is a midah of tzedakah saved and they shouldn't be destroyed. לשון אחר, מידה יתרה פורענות גדולה הייתה בירושלים, שילדיהן היו אוכלות זו עומזו. תכתיב היו לבלות למו. ובסדום כתיב גאון שפעת לחם שלא טעמו טעם עוני. העלמת הגדול פורענות ירושלים ופורענות סדום ולא היה משוא פנים לדבר. Which means they're just showing you according to the second version, what's the shot in the second version, that the people of Jerusalem in one sense over here were worse. גבי סדום המשיל השם בכבודו בעצמו. That says, and Sedom, it says, Vashem Mimtir. God came down on Sedom. Fiyul Gabi Yerushalayim, it says, Shalach Esh. He sent a fire. So therefore, Bekach lo haya oncha chamur ke'ones Sedom. Now the onesh of Yerushalayim was not as severe as Sedom. Why? In Sedom, Hashem himself came down. But in Hashem came down himself, Vashem Mimtir al Sedom. And when it came to Yerushalayim, it says, Shalach Esh. So what does that answer to us? That's the question. And what's the answer?
The answer is that no, that Yerushalayim was not as bad. Why was Yerushalayim not as bad? Because either they had the anyan of the tzedakot. And the second explanation is like this: Shatem Yerushalayim midah yeterash to puranut. Shebestom lo tamu tam oni. In Stom there was wealth. There was no poverty. Katuv gaon sevat lachem. Yerushalayim netzad churbana gam haya ba kodem sar la'av asher hotzi alechum mebasei yadehem. So there was no masopanim, which means in a certain sense, the punishment of Jerusalem was worse than Sodom, because they suffered poverty, where Sodom did not suffer poverty. So therefore the Gemara's question was, is there favoritism? How come God destroyed Sodom and didn't destroy Eretz Yisrael? Yisrael got a bigger measure of punishment to a certain degree. They got the poverty. So that was also a midah puranut, mashaken Sodom. Baruch Adonai Olam. Amen.